Remember my face? Because I don't remember this podcast anymore. I have neglected it. I'm very sorry. Very, very sorry. I do now solemnly swear I will do podcasts over summer. I apologise. Guys, you know how it is. I'm a uni student. I have so many other things to do. And I love this podcast, but as I've said many times before, I like to put a lot of effort into it. So when I feel like I don't have the time and the energy, I don't just want to put some of these shit out there that doesn't reciprocate what I want it to look like, the vision of it, X, Y, Z. However, this will probably be one of the last podcasts I'm filming in my room. In my halls of residence, so thank you, Stockbridge Halls of Chichester. It's been good. You have been a bit of a shithole, a little bit overpriced for what you get. But as of August, so we are on the 10th of May, I'm pretty sure, let me double check it. 10th of May, 11th of May. Don't even know the date. As of the whatever day in August, I will be moving into a house. Well, check me out. We're renting a house with four other girls, my good friends of Chichester. We're going to be moving into a student house. And may I add, quite a nice bougie student house on a nice bougie street. Nice cheeky three-story, five-bed, bloody hell. Who'd have thought it? Not me. Moving back into a three-story, because I live in a three-story at home. So, yeah, it's all good in the hood. We are finishing up with our first year. We've just kind of done all of the shitty exams. Oh, my God. And this is what I'm basing this podcast on. Because, I mean, to be honest, it is going to fall into the University Diaries category. However, this doesn't just apply to university. This can apply anywhere. This can apply to old, young, in the middle, middle-aged, children, babies. No, probably not babies, but anyone. Anyone of the kind. I'm talking about the one and only stress. Stress, the horrible emotion, stress. Stress, I'm talking about stress because I've experienced a lot of stress the last month, probably. And I just want to touch base because I think, do you know what? Everyone fucking stresses their head off. I've never seen so many fucking stress heads at uni until this week. Stress heads 101. There was too many stress heads to the point where I was like, I can't stress anymore because if I stress, you're going to get 10 times more stressed and the fact that you're 10 times more stressed is going to stress me out even more and I can't deal with it. But I'm touching base on a lot of things because, essay writing, fuck me, fucking fuck. I hate essays, decided. I hate them. And I'm starting to relate more and more and more to all the TikToks of people telling me, they're speaking to me on TikTok how much they fucking hate uni, how much they want to fucking get taken to the other side of the world. I don't know who it was on TikTok, but my God, it was so funny. She was crying. The caption was, I'll probably delete this later, but she was crying. She was like, I can't fucking do it. Everyone at uni is fucking there with their checklist. Oh, I've done this. She's like, I can't do it. And I have experienced that emotion many a time. I can't lie to you. I am not on an academic course. And thank the Lord I'm not, because I don't know how these people do it. I have like one essay and I'm fucking like on the verge of a breakdown. I mean, it kind of was my own fault. I can't lie to you. It was my own fault. I did leave it till the last minute, but this is what I want to touch base on. This is what we're going to be discussing in the episode. Just me again talking to you. But you know me, I can talk for fucking England. So we're going to talk all about pressure, feeling stressed, leaving your essays till the last minute, being in new environments, how we cope in new environments, how we portray ourselves in new environments, because I've had a lot going on recently that is starting to kind of, what can I say, the stars are aligning for me. I've just noticed myself in new situations and I just thought, oh, I'm curious as to how other people see themselves when they're in that situation. So yeah, that's what we're going to touch base on in this podcast. But yeah, without further ado, let's get into an episode. Don't settle, battle. Okay, I don't know what that was. I feel a little bit hyper today. Sorry, probably because I've not filmed one in ages and I'm like, oh my god, I'm in camera again, fuck. So beginning of the episode, I just want to touch base. I keep saying touch base, it's actually pissing me off. It's been a wild, wild year. Probably the wildest year of my entire existence. And I have had some pretty wild years. It's just good to be in a place where I'm like, do you know what? This is totally what I want to do. And also feel like, yeah, this is the right decision that I made. I did mention before in another video, I'm at the University of Chichester. You kind of know that. I study acting for film and musical theatre. Well, that's what I've studied my first year. However, next year, I'm changing course. I'm excited because I'm just dropping the musical theatre side and I'm going straight into acting for film, straight course, single honours, bish, bash, bosh. And the reason for this, and I'm only going to say this just in case anybody could be watching who is about to study the joint honours or any joint honours at Chichester. That was one of the main reasons why I decided to come to this uni, because it's very rare that a university offers that joint degree. So for me, I was very torn. I was like, I love the singing, the dancing, the acting. That's what I've done. That's what I've trained in previously. That's what all my jobs have been related to. So let's keep that. Let's keep that in the degree. I love doing it, right? On the other hand, I also loved the camera side of it. And I also thought, well, if I have the acting for film side, I'm more trained in the film, the TV, rather than the straight theatre acting, which I prefer the film side rather than everything stagey. If I'm on stage, I'd rather be doing the full shebang. Yeah. So that was my reasoning for it. However, I've not been in education for a very long time. A very long time, right? So coming back and studying it rather than doing it as a job is completely different. And I knew that anyway, but I needed to do it to think, right, do I want to do this? Do I not? And first couple of weeks into the degree, I was kind of like, I do prefer the acting side rather than the singing and the dancing. Don't get me wrong, I still fucking love it. I love the whole musical theatre shit, like I do. But I would rather just be in a show than be assessed. And the only way I'm going to get a degree in it is by being assessed in it. So as of next year, I'm changing course and it's going to be a little bit different. Probably a little bit out of my comfort zone. I need to do something that's going to challenge me, something that I've never done before, and get like a proper skill set so that when I graduate, I can be like, girl, I'm a film actor. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm doing. So enough on that. But going a little bit nitty gritty into the questions that I added relevant to this podcast, particularly being the being in a new environment and how you present yourself in a new environment. It's because I got for my first film job. I keep doing that as well. It's been too long. It's an ass act anymore on these podcasts. Fuck me. Again, if you've seen that girl on TikTok, she goes, fuck me. Do you ever walk outside the house in the morning and think, fuck me, I'm getting fucking legless tonight? I love her. She's great. So, what was I talking about? I was talking about the new environments. Yeah, got my first film job. When I say my first film job, I mean I was an extra. So, really, in hindsight, I'm being really dramatic. I wasn't really on camera. I was only on camera for like 5 seconds. However, I did get paid. Thank you. When the film goes out, here we are. The next big thing. No, I'm joking. But that was an environment I have never, ever, ever in my life been in. And I shit my pants. I was this important on set. Probably that important, not very important at all. However, I felt like a movie star. I had breakfast delivered, I had coffee delivered, I was in hair, I was in makeup, I was in costuming. I felt like a fucking movie star ready to go to the Oscars. Yeah, I was this important. And for the people listening, I'm doing a very, very small gesture right now. But I thought, fucking hell, this is where I want to be. Even if I'm just an extra, I'm in films. Guys, do you know, you don't have to even be anything important to be an extra. You can just be an extra in a film. Like, you can literally just fucking go for it. Sign up. Get in a Marvel film. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's mad. And I don't know why I never thought of doing it before. But it's so easy. And I met so many people who was like, yeah, like, it's so easy. Like, I've been in EastEnders, I've been in Marvel, I've been in Harry Potter, I've been in Star Wars. What? I've been in Star Wars, you know what I mean? Like, how much of an interesting person does that make you? If you say, oh yeah, hi, nice to meet you. By the way, I was a stormtrooper. Love it. Going on a film set, it's weird because, like, I'm studying about it. Like, I study that every single day. Yet, I've never been on a film set. And it was just so cool to just see, like, actors in action and how many people are behind a film set and how long it takes to shoot, like, 20 seconds of footage and how much you fucking shit yourself when you know the camera's on you. And honestly, I'm going to cry if my face is not in that scene when the film goes live. I'm going to cry because me and this other girl who I met there, we were stressing. We were like, shit, we've never been on a film set before. We've never been on camera. We're like, fuck, 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 fuck. And these little kids, they had little kids there, right? Little actors. They were loving it, right? They were absolutely loving it. But fucking hell, they're right divas, you know? The one was demanding ice cream. He was like, I want ice cream. I was like, fuck, mate, I want some fucking ice cream as well, but we can't fucking have none, you know? Whatever his name was, I don't know. And they were like, oh, we've got to take him off set, he needs the water. We need to stop the scene because so-and-so needs some water. Yeah, yeah. I thought, Jesus Christ, these kids were like six. Of course they need some water, do you know what I mean? But, mate, they were like little divas. I was like, girl, I need to be a diva. Next time I'm on set, I'm going to be like, and it's the water. I'm gasping for the water. It was just mad. So that's why I wanted to ask that question, because when I was in that environment, I was very much like, right, do I walk in now and act like I've been doing this for ages? Or, which I didn't do, but I could have easily. Like, there were some famous people in this film to who I didn't meet. I didn't meet them, but I did walk past them several times and I did see them filming. I could have been a right fangirl. I could have been like, oh my God, I need to go and get a picture. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, right, what do I do? Do I just, you know, act normal? Do I say like, oh my God, I've never been on a film set before. Like, how does it work? Oh, I'm really nervous. Blah, 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 blah. Or do I literally be like, poh, yeah, poh, I've done it loads of times, mate. I've done it fucking loads of times. But in hindsight, I was really, really nervous. I'd literally never did anything like it before. And it was
it was a bit overwhelming because I was like, oh, literally, it sounds stupid because I didn't barely do anything in this film, but I was actually like, oh my God, this is such like a milestone for me because I've wanted to just do this small little thing. Like, I've wanted to do it for so long. So I was like, oh my God, the stars are aligning. Like, things are working out. I'm an extra, you know. But yeah, that's why I asked that question, because I was just curious to just find out, like, if anyone else has worked towards anything where, you know, you've worked really hard and it's something that you've really wanted for a really long time. And, you know, you've been in that environment. And was it everything it was cracked up to be? Because, like, I'm studying it now. And yes, for me, it was everything it was cracked up to be. Like, for me, it can only just get better now. Like, that's the environment I want to be in. But, you know, for some people, that's something that they might have gone into. They might have gone into acting, gone on a set and think, Jesus Christ, this is too much. Like, because there is a lot going on. Like, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of people telling you what to do all the time. And you kind of just got to be relaxed, easygoing, going with the flow, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I think for some people, they've probably walked into that environment and thought, fuck, I've just got a degree in this and now I fucking hate it. But we'll get to the questions later and see what you guys have said. But that was, like, a main thing that's kind of happened recently that I wanted to kind of share with you. Is a bit of good news. And that's what I've been busy doing, really. Assessments, essays, and being on film set. Don't settle, battle. Let's move on to stress. Working under pressure, feeling like, fuck me, the world is gonna fall, it's gonna crumble, I'm gonna die. That's dramatic, but that's what I felt like. So for me personally, I work so much better under pressure. I'm literally like vanilla ice on crack. Under pressure. Wait, does he sing that? Or have I made that up? Please, well, I'm going to have to Google it now. Vanilla ice. Vanilla ice. Under pressure. Oh, it's Ice Ice Baby in it. Pushing down on me. Pushing down on you. No, 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 no. Is it the same song? What song's that then? Vanilla Ice? Oh, fucking hell. Yo, VIP, let's kick it. Pressure, pushing down on me. And it's the song. Guys, I just entertain myself. Let's do Ice Ice Baby. All right, stop, collaborate, and listen. I suspect with a brand new invention, something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a full. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights up and I'll glow to the extreme. I rock my... I don't know it. What was I talking about? Being under pressure? Yeah, I work better under pressure. Like vanilla ice. This week we had like our final assessments. So it was like acting assessments, singing assessments, dancing assessments, essay, right? So here's me. I'm having a great time, I'm having a little bogey. I'm like, oh yeah, I can do these dance assessments, fine. However, my friend Liv, who will tell you herself, but she's not here at the moment, so I can't get her on the podcast, she was panicking, bless her, and she is so good and is so on it with everything. Like, I will literally go to her the night before, which I did, and was like, please, oh, people are getting back to me. And I was like, please just run through the ballet routine, Liv, please. She's like, oh yes, darling, grungetti, pas de bourre, whatever it is. And I was like, okay, sweet. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'll do it in the morning. There's me getting up in the morning, run the routine, bash it out. I'm fucking Darcy Bustle in that room, mate. Fucking Darcy Bustle. It just shows that not everyone is great in that environment. And she'll say to me, she's like, it fucking pisses me off because you never know what you're doing, and then you go in there and you know exactly what you're doing. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't know how. And I'm very thankful for myself for being able to do that, because fuck me, I ain't got a clue any other time. But yeah, I was stressed out to the max, trying to do everything the day before. And then this essay that I thought I had like another fucking 3 weeks on comes crawling back on me, doesn't it? And it's like, oh no, it's due in Monday. And it's like Friday. And I'm like, fuck, I haven't done anything. So the day the essay is due in, obviously everyone's done it. Well, when I say everyone, there was a lot of people who did it past the deadline, who was literally just like, they just thought, actually, no, fuck this, I'm not doing it. And we're first years, you know what I mean? We're first years, we're kind of just going with the flow. We're kind of just leaving everything to the last minute because in our heads we're like, oh yeah, it doesn't count. It doesn't fucking count. First year doesn't count. You know, we'll pass. Fine, easy. So everyone's shitting themselves, right? The day the essay is due in is the day of our ballet exams. So I rock up at 9 o'clock, something like that. I don't know. I've run it before, do it, right? I then know from 10 till 2, in which the deadline is due in, I have got to write 1,500 words. So I'd wrote like, do you know what, probably even more than that. I'm going to say 1,800 words, something like, yeah. I'd wrote a bit before. I wrote a couple of words before. I have never typed so fucking fast in my whole life. I felt like I had fire coming out the ends of my fingertips. And people are coming up to you in the library. So I'm literally like, yeah, I'll go to the library. Normally I don't go to the library because I get distracted. Even though I get distracted at home, I get more distracted in the library because you tend to see people, right? But I thought, no, I'm going to take myself to the library. I'm going to get the Mac out. I'm going to get the fucking computer on and have like 2 screens and fucking do it, right? And the one thing for me that I really struggle with uni, and I don't know if I'm the only person, but it's the referencing. Like, I've never really had to reference anything before, but it's like when you write an essay at uni, if you haven't been to uni, it's like every single fucking thing you write, you've got a backup from some source. So whether that be a book, an audiobook, a news article, a whatever, like a website, YouTube video, anything, you've got to just back it up. So I was trying, that's the shit thing about writing an essay. I'm literally trying to write my points, which I knew what I was going to write, okay? I know everything about fucking Judy Garland now. Everything. Her whole life, her marriage, everything, right? But it's finding the sources, and it's like the plagiarism, you know? I was shitting myself. I'm like, fuck me. The fucking plagiarism's going to be sky high in this freaking essay. But anyway, so I'm bashing it out. I've got 4 hours to do this essay, which would have been fine if I didn't have to reference, right? So I am literally going through this essay like bish, bash, bosh, writing random shit down about Judy Garland's life. And you got people coming up to you left, right, centre. Oh, how you doing? Are you managing to get your essay done? Yeah, if you fuck off. Sorry, but I need to fucking do this essay. I'm literally like, fire's coming out the ends. Literally, like, I don't know what was, oh, mate, it was stress. That much stress, I just break out. My skin breaks out really bad. I've got a fucking scabby, gammy lip right now. It's gross. But my friend Sam, mate, she was just not arsed. She literally came in. She came into the library. She came and sat next to me. It was about 1 o'clock. It was probably even later than that. It was about 1:30. She's scoffing a blueberry muffin. She's like, mate, I've got like fucking 2,000 words to write. And I'm like, the deadline's in half now, mate. She's like, yeah, I'm not really arsed, mate. She's scoffing these muffins. She's having a great time. I think she handed it in like 8 hours later. But, you know, we move. It's first year. And I'm pretty sure I'll update you next year when I've got to write more words and it actually counts towards stuff. And that's been like the major thing that's just been going on in life and working under pressure. So again, that was another question I asked you on the old Instagram, whether you work well under pressure and all the rest of it. Don't settle, battle. Okay, so it's a new day, so a bit of a costume change, but I had to wait for all your answers to come in on Instagram, all in regards to this episode and feeling stressed and feeling like, fuck my life, and you're writing an essay. So I put up a little poll, which lots of you got involved in. One of the first questions is, well, bear with me, I just got my notes, because basically I screenshot all your replies. I just didn't screenshot the questions, and then I thought, fuck me, I can't remember the questions. So I've had to literally zoom right in and try and figure out what I put. So one of the first questions was, do you work better under pressure? Obviously, I've already covered my answer. I work well better under pressure. 67% of you put, fuck yeah. To be fair, I was quite shocked at, because lots of people I speak to are very much like, absolutely not, can't work well under pressure. Maybe different in like a working environment, but I think when it's to do with like uni, education, assessments, you're a little bit like, fucking I'm going to shit my pants. So yeah, quite a lot of you put fuck yeah. 33% of you put absolutely not. So yeah, a little bit of a difference there, but interesting. I love doing these little polls and you getting all involved in them. Next question, do you work well in new environments? And again, I didn't just want to keep this closed off to, you know, being related to university, because you can apply that to anything, like working in a new environment. Like my most recent thing, you know, of being on that film set wasn't anything really to do with uni. That was something towards my career. And, you know, obviously I was explaining all about that. But 45% of you put yes, you do work well in new environments. But 55% of you put no way, Jose. And again, I think that's probably just down to nerves and, you know, feeling a little bit like, I'm in a new place, I don't know anybody, and feeling a little bit inclined to put up a front, maybe, like not being your usual self, feeling like you've got to act in a different way. But that moves me on to the last question that I put up, which was, do you ever put on a front when you're working in a new environment? And 75% of you said all the time. When you come to a new place, say, when you start uni, when you come to a new place like uni, you can't just fucking shy away and not speak to anyone. You've got to just put yourself out there and be confident and be a little bit full on. And I think that's where you do put up a bit of a front. I mean, 25% of you said never. So you must just be really confident in yourself. But I think when I say front, I don't necessarily mean like you're acting like a completely different person. I think you just put up this like, what do you even call it? Like a persona. Not a completely different persona. I mean, some people do. I wouldn't say I necessarily do. I think I just oomph myself up a bit. Like, I just have to be like, right, okay, you're going into this new place, just fucking do it and act like you're really okay with everything. When actually inside, I'm probably like crying deep down, you know? I did also ask, though, a little bit of a funny question. Have you ever thought, fuck my life, while writing an essay? And 93% of you said, yeah, fucked it, mate. And 7% of you said, nah, mate, let's go. 7% of you, two votes. Two votes got that. You two people. Who was it? Who was it? I can't even see who's put it. But yeah, two people put, nah, mate, let's go. Have you ever thought, fuck me, what? Fuck my life, I'm writing an essay. No, you've never thought that. I need something on what you're right. I need something of what you're on then, because I think it as soon as an essay gets announced. As soon as I get told I've got to write an essay, I think, fuck my life. Literally, fuck it off. But yeah, that rounds up this week's episode nicely. As I said, I am promising to do more episodes. I've got the brain ticking now. I've got time to kind of commit to it over summer. But if you've got any ideas of what you want to talk about, if you want to come on the podcast and talk about a certain topic or get interviewed over something, anything, it's a self-help podcast. Self-help, we talk about what we want to talk about, really. But yeah, the moral of the story is, don't settle pedal. And again, I just want to explain that briefly. Don't settle pedal. Again, I've never ever told this story. I think I told it on an episode that I did, and then I never published it. That's why we're a little bit behind, because I did do an episode and I watched it back and I was like, I don't really want to upload this. I don't really know why, but I explained it on there. So I'll explain it on here, because I'm actually publishing this one. Don't settle pedal, the name. I get loads of people asking, like, how did you come up with that name? How did you come up with that name? It's really cool, blah, blah, blah. Basically, I bought a pair of knickers, the ones from Topshop. Very nice pair of knickers, frilly. Pink and red, like the logo. And I was thinking at the time, oh, I need a name for this podcast. Kept coming up with different shit, and they were just all crap. And then one day I pulled these knickers out of my drawer and I thought, you know what, that'd be a jolly good name for a podcast, wouldn't it? Don't settle pedal. So thank you, Topshop. No copyright intended. Yeah, that's where the name come from. But also, a motto, something I live my life by. Don't settle. Don't settle for anything less than what you think you deserve. Don't settle for anything. Like, strive and push yourself and challenge yourself. So everything kind of ties in eventually. And Petal just adds a bit of sass, doesn't it? So, yeah, don't settle, Petal. Yeah, get in touch, like, comment, subscribe on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, whatever. Keep updated because we've got loads more episodes coming. So thank you so much for watching and I'll see you very soon. Bye! Don't settle, Petal.